Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
2 days out from polling day, the political parties are in the final throes of their election campaigning. Tonight, the five leaders of the smaller parties will go head-to-head in a debate on prime time. And in a moment, we'll go to Cork to Fergal Keane, who's been on the campaign trail this morning, with the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin. But first, I'm joined here in studio by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor, Independent Newspapers. Fionnán, you're very welcome. You've been all over the country over the past few weeks. How would you sum up this election?
I think it's turned out to be a terrific election, actually. It's the first one that I can identify since 1997, where you're actually seeing some form of ideological choice being presented to people. Back in 97, you had the Rainbow Coalition, Fine Gael, Labour and Democratic Left identified as centre-left, up against an alliance of Fianna Fáil and the PDs identified as centre-right. And there was that debate at the time that the economy was on the way up and what would you do with the dividend and the yield from that. And the Rainbow's argument was you invested in public services, and the Fianna Fáil PD's argument, I suppose, was you invested, or you give back tax. And we went down a certain route, and here we are.
And here we are.
25 odd years later, looking at that election going, well, what if things were different? On this occasion, it's the first time we've had three parties neck and neck. I mean, we're tradition now of almost 100 years of general election to be dominated by the 2.5-party state, where it was the two parties who tended to vary more in personality than policy, to be honest about it. And the Labour Party as the third party a long way back. On this occasion, you actually have all three parties neck and neck, offering something different. I mean, Fine Gael, after being in office, offering an element of a faster version of the status quo. Fianna Fáil saying, well, we can do it better than them, and Sinn Féin saying there is a different way of going about politics.
As you look at the campaign so far, what were the issues that perhaps took people by surprise, took the political parties by surprise? Was it the pension issue or the surge in Sinn Féin that we've seen in the polls?
Yeah, certainly the pension issue did appear to come at them from nowhere. And I think part of that is part of Fine Gael's problem with being in government, that they haven't adequately explained what exactly it is that they're trying to do in particular areas. They haven't set out the vision very well. And that's a bit of a disappointment, given that Leo Varadkar was supposed to be the big picture man. If you look, you break it down in terms of changes in pension policy, both in terms of demographics and going down the mandatory pension route and ensuring that there's no pension black hole, either on an individual level or on a statewide level. They've never really explained exactly what it is they're doing there. So they've got sucker punched there in that regard.
But they thought it was done. The legislation happened in 2014 and it was in train and it was happening.
Yeah, just because
they didn't know they needed to explain it.
Well, is that not part of politics? You know, you're supposed to explain what it is that you were doing to people in order to bring them along with you. And that's been a big failing, I would have to say, on Regina Doherty's part. She's had a very handy number there as the Department of the Minister for Social Welfare
for
the last couple of years.
Probably disagree with you.
Well, she's been a Minister for Social Welfare who's been there at a time when unemployment is coming down, and she's been able to increase social welfare payments. So an opportunity there to look at the bigger picture and the wider reforms, and she wasn't doing that. So they're, in effect, they're reaping what they sow there in that regard. Certainly the issue of the campaign has been about that perception of change. So it appeared to be all over bar the voting, in effect, 3 weeks ago. It seemed that tide was going out for Fine Gael, that Fianna Fáil would rise above them as the largest party, and that they would cobble together some class of a coalition. And then that all changed in people's mindset, because they looked at it and went, well, hang on, that's not quite what we meant when we said we wanted to change. And Fianna Fáil, both too umbilically attached to the previous administration, and also when you look at their manifesto, not exactly able to set out how it is that they are so seismically different to Fine Gael, and that seems to be the problem that has come back against them. And that is where Sinn Féin came into the equation. If you look at it, the Sinn Féin rise even came about before they launched any manifesto. It was even happening before any debates. It was a sentiment that was coming about that people wanted to change. They saw them as the party to do it.
To stay with Sinn Féin, Fionnán, the Paul Quinn issue that has arisen, the Conor Murphy apology that was eventually forced from Conor Murphy, the contradicting of Mary Lou's version of events and so on. And now this evening, it's understood that Mary Lou MacDonald will be speaking to Breege Quinn. But how will that issue play into how people vote on Saturday?
Yeah, it does seem to be part of what happens with Sinn Féin. A couple of things happen to them, it seems, at every election. They overshoot on opinion polls and then they under-deliver in the day. And during the campaign, an issue arises around, connected to IRA, Republican Movement, and Sinn Féin struggle to explain it and then are scrambling. On this occasion, you'd think that they could have sorted this one out a lot more gently earlier on at an earlier stage or early on in the week. So there seems to be a difficulty with their internal structures in that regard.
But how much
is it going to impact upon people who are looking at domestic issues rather than something that happened almost a decade and a half ago up on the border involving a Northern Ireland-based Sinn Féin representative? It's certainly seen Mary Lou MacDonald get bogged down quite heavily, but it's not as if it has... It's not as if it's been a focus unrelentingly on one of their policy platforms over the last couple of days, where you'd say, well, look, your figures have been picked apart here. They don't make any sense. You're going to have to abandon that. That's legally not sound. It's if they could pick an issue upon which there could be an unrelenting focus for the closing days, you'd probably pick one like this rather than something that's a key plank on people's minds.
Put on your headphones there. We're going to talk to Fergal Keane, who's been on the campaign trail with Micheál Martin. Fergal, good evening to you. You've spent the day canvassing in Cork. Micheál Martin,
yeah.
He says he'll be forming the next government.
Yeah, he's in pretty confident mood, Mary. He had a number of local appointments, media appointments this morning. Then we got on the campaign trail in the towns of Youghal and Middleton in the Cork East constituency, both fairly sizable towns. Now, his method has been that he's with a very small team. They're just two cars, himself in one and a few canvassers in the other. The canvass is fairly relaxed, unstructured. There were a couple of visits lined up, but then it's just down the main street, meeting all comers. And today he was with the local candidate, James O'Connor. So he goes along, pops into shops, chats with whoever is there. And I'd have to say one thing I've noticed in this election, in all the party leaders are the same in one respect. That is the shops they go into. Pharmacies are number one for all party leaders. Then in this order, butchers, cafes, super value supermarkets, and then schools. In that order, and all the leaders are the same. So why pharmacies are number one, I haven't been able to work that out yet. But in the towns we're in today, that the issues raised mostly with him were the health services were the number one issue for people. And then in Youghal, it's a town which has suffered a town centre dereliction because there's been a large out-of-town development. That was also a major issue. But today then, he also made an unplanned visit to the local community school in Youghal, Scull, Poblan Tronóda. There they have 1,000 pupils. It was lunchtime. He gave an impromptu speech to students in the lunch hall. A difficult audience at the best of times, as you might imagine. But here is some of what he had to say to them. And then afterwards, I spoke to one of the school teachers.
And two things: believe in yourselves, have self-confidence and self-belief in your ability to achieve a lot in your lives, for your community, your town and your county. Confidence is something we must all develop in life. It's the one thing that can hold us back. So believe in yourselves and believe in your ability. James is the kind of guy that believes in his ability to do great things for his country. Secondly, look out for each other in life. We'll all go through difficult times in life and joyous moments in life. But watch out for the person who's going through difficult times. Be there for them. We all have to live in the shadow of each other. We all have to live together. No person is an island. So wherever you go in life, look after those around you and work as a team. Enjoy your sport, enjoy your music, enjoy your school days. They're probably the best that you'll have in some respects. And above all, look after those teachers of yours. Give them the respect, the love and attention that they deserve. Go to Míle Míle Mahagwib. Have a great day.
Yes, sir, can I ask your name?
Brian Lottie.
You know Micheál Martin since you were kids?
Since secondary school and university, and afterwards I was involved with Glanmire Football Club. Yeah, I've known him since, I suppose, we were 13 years of age, and we went to the Gaeltacht together, and we were in the same school, same class in secondary school, and the same class in history and Irish in University College Cork as well.
Yeah. And what would you say about him?
I would say he's an honest man in terms of he's a people's man. He would certainly always try to do his best for every person. that he's genuine. I think we would have always been slagging each other on the side of the pitch when Nemo were playing Glanmire. But I always think, when I say he's a people's person, he's someone that wants to do the best for people.
And Mary, the Fianna Fáil leaders' campaign has been really relaxed and confident. There is a spring in their steps. And if there's media handling, I haven't noticed much of it in the few times I've been out with them. He'll discuss anything at any time with anybody, and nothing is really off the agenda. Now, today he was still ruling out Sinn Féin as a possible coalition partner. But when I spoke to him this afternoon, he said he recognised that people wanted change, but he believed that Fianna Fáil was the party to bring that change.
Well, I think the Taoiseach, the people want change, but I think it's important that the type of change we get is sensible and realistic, and that the parties who are proposing change are offering proposals that are doable and achievable and deliverable. Fianna Fáil is doing that. Fianna Fáil has 84 candidates. It's the only party realistically that has the numbers that could form an alternative government to Fine Gael with other like-minded parties. And that means, and also we have proposals that would deal urgently with waiting lists in hospitals, the emergency departments, replacing equipment in those departments, hiring staff, and making sure that we deal with mental health in housing. Similarly, proposals that are implementable and deliverable and that are within sustainable financial parameters. Other parties, particularly Sinn Féin, I think their budget is way out. Their manifesto would undermine and destroy jobs and would choke the lifeblood out of many small to medium-sized companies in this country and would undermine our enterprise economy. So we don't want that kind of change, but we do want change that can get to grips with the issues of urgent concern to people, particularly in housing and health.
Who with you will form that alternative government, and will you be cobbling together a whole lot of independents?
No, I think there are two parties, the Green Party and the Labour Party, for example, who could have a critical mass of seats. Obviously, it depends on the people. We have to maximise our seats, but that's generally the area where we're looking at, and centre ground politicians. But I think that, to me, that type of coalition, certainly given the climate change agenda and the need to deal with that, I think is a real prospect, and I think it's been written up by some too early.
The Social Democrats, the Healey Raise?
Well, I think the Social Democrats, of course, would have a contribution to make. And I don't want to take anybody for granted in advance of the election. But I do think there's common ground with those parties and ourselves on housing in particular, on health and other issues.
Micheál Martin with Fergal Keane. Two quick questions to you, Fionnán Sheehan, before we wrap up. Have the Greens managed to claim the dominant ground that they promised coming into this campaign, albeit we know the people haven't spoken yet? And is there any way Micheál Martin can find a way to do business with Sinn Féin if that's what the numbers are telling him on Saturday?
Kieran Coffe said last November after the by-election that the Greens would win 12 seats in the general election, and he was pretty much laughed at, and they're on track now to do that. So they didn't emerge as a dominant force in this election, but if they're still going to treble, if not quadruple, their support this weekend, they're still going to have an exceptionally good weekend, and they'll take that. Micheál Martin, it's increasingly difficult to see how you can reach the magic figure of 80 with his preferred coalition of himself and other centre-left style parties. And that's going to present difficulty afterwards. At the moment, you'd have to say the most likely coalition after this general election is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And therein won't suit either of those parties. And they will be looking at it going, this will just suit Sinn Féin. But I think down the tracks, what we are currently seeing is, yet again, the realignment of Irish politics. And if we get to a point where we've got left wing and right wing, well, maybe that's what the choice that the voters want.
All right. Fionnán Sheehan of Independent Newspapers, thank you very much.